people who hike on Mission Peak from the Stanford Avenue side, when they get near the top, near the Peak Trail or the Grove Trail, see what's labeled as the Park Residence off to the right. I understand that what's now a Park Residence was once a private home and that you, Mr. Rowan McClure, grew up there.
Yes, I did. I think going over the history of the residence might be good just to give a basic foundation. The residence was originally the year-round home of Thomas Millard and his family. That's from 1855 to 1921. He built the homes, two of the buildings up there. For most of the years, our family used the ranch from 1928 to 1981. It was only a summer residence. There are four buildings on the ranch. The main house and the barn were built in 1855 by Thomas Millard, or Millard, as he said it. He was an immigrant from England. He built a carriage house with a rock foundation a little below the main residence, but it's since gone the way of all wood in the weather. The only thing left is a rock outline of the bottom of the building. My grandparents added a small building next to the main residence, which was called the cottage, and then up the slope a little toward the cliffs, there was another building called the cliff house, because it was closest to the cliffs. That was like a bunkhouse with storage on both ends for wagons and tack. The main house was my grandparents' home. It's been remodeled. And the barn, or the upper house, the two-story building, was built by, as I said, Thomas Millard. And it was remodeled and had four bedrooms and a single bathroom for guests who visited family up there at different times during the year. Now, the cottage was originally built for caretakers who were going to live on the ranch, and the cliff house was built just as an extra bedroom with a bathroom next to it for extra people staying there, and if they had any workers up there at the ranch. During the Depression, there was no caretaker there. The cottage became my father's house. After my father got married, the upper house became his place, and that's where I grew up. When my father died in 1960, the upper house again became a guest house for those people who visited my grandmother up there at the ranch. When I was a teenager, I went from the upper house to living in the cliff house. That was kind of the teenage boys' hangout. My two older brothers used the cliff house from 1957 to 1960, and then they went off to college and worked during the summer. And then my younger brother and I used it from 1965 to 1969 as our bedroom. Then we went off to college and I went into the military, and I returned to the ranch with my wife and two children and lived there for 2 years, 1975 and 1976. In the upper house, that became our house. We were the only ones in our family to live there year-round. And our son James was born while we were living there. We were visiting family in Watsonville, California, when he was born, and we brought him home to the ranch when he was a week old.
For people who hike on the mountain today, tell us where the cliff house was located compared to the Grove Trail, say, or the Park Residence.
All right. As you walk above the rock wall, which is immediately above the residences, it is the small building closest to the rock wall. The bunkhouse portion is still standing. The whole building blew down in the winds of 1943. When it was put back up, the storage room on the north end was not put up. And then again in 1971, there were winds that blew the building down, not completely. And when it was put back up, the only portion it was put back up was the bunkhouse. And that's what you see still standing there, about to fall down.
Did your family also own then the quote-unquote Park Residence, which is on the northeast side of the Mission Peak Regional Preserve?
Yes. All the buildings up there that are still standing were owned by our family, both Moore and McClure and Starr. And at the end of Mill Creek Road, there's a residence on the right that's used by the park. That was the ranch hand's house for my great-grandfather. His home was down as you drive up Mill Creek Road on the left before you get to the end of the current end of the road. And then the Star property was the big barn that you can see right there at the end of the road. That was my great-grandfather's barn. There are homes that you really can't see off in the trees that are all family properties. Julia Morgan, the architect, built one home straight off the end of the road that is now Star property. Alan Starr's son, Peter, owns that. Alan Starr's home property, which includes the barn, has been sold twice. There's a new owner just this past year.
What do you think of the job the Park District is doing, taking care of the property? Was it very different when you were living there?
Oh, yes, it was very different. The corrals are gone for all the horses. They've changed the watering system up there. The cliff house is about to fall down. There's almost no roof left on it. There are only four walls. The other three buildings have a new roof put on them. The cottage is now used as a workroom, and it was a bedroom, big closet, and a bathroom with a nice western porch, covered porch, where you could sit and see the view of the San Francisco Bay. The main residence has been well taken care of as much as they could. None of the buildings have any foundation. They were all built right on the dirt. No new foundations were put under the cottage or under the cliff house. Thomas Millard built the main residence and the barn in 1855. But the cottage is an all-redwood building. Everything, every piece of wood in it is redwood. Hmm. But still, after 70 years, there is bug damage even on the redwood building. And the park is going to redo that bit of the structure. The main residence was remodeled by my grandmother, and a large Bonanza-style fireplace was put in the end of the living room. The firebox of the fireplace is probably 4 to 5 feet wide and maybe 4 feet, 3 to 4 feet tall. So we used to put in a big Yule log, a solid oak log that was maybe 2.5 feet in diameter, and it would burn all night and keep the house warm. Thomas Millard died in 1921. One of my cousins, Arthur Moore, was at his deathbed, and he described the interior of the ranch house as it was, so that's how we know what it was like. And then my grandmother remodeled it, and she would tell us what it was like. So we knew, you know, where walls had been and where the old bedroom had been and what my grandmother added. That's how we also know about the history of the flow of the spring, because the family had been there since the 1870s, right along with Tom Millard.